than this. Sorry, you can't be satisfied.
And if you think you're satisfied, does that mean you're not turning anymore? You're staying at a stop?
If you're satisfied, being satisfied doesn't mean that there's no further growth or expansion.
Uh-huh.
Okay? See, we think being satisfied is some static state that there's no more increase.
Yeah, that's
true. Right.
Yeah.
But the nature of everything real, the Course says, is to expand and extend. Okay. So when you're truly fulfilled, yeah, it continues to change too. It just becomes more and more and more and more and more and more and more cool. You see what I'm saying? I'm in this relationship of the day. Wow, this is a wonderful relationship. Then 2 months later, you run into them and they go, wow, it's better than it was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Then 5 years later, they go, wow. It's even better than it was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. See, you can't judge the truth of what I'm saying from looking this way all your life and experiencing this way all your life. That's why it doesn't make sense to us. That's why it doesn't mean anything to us. Because in our fearful perception, none of what I've said is true. So we don't have anything in our personal experience to validate what I'm saying. But the first step to getting to the loving person who only appreciates you more is to introduce the thought into your mind that they exist. And that's moving into that direction. And that's what we're doing in the class. I'm continually introducing thoughts into your mind that are totally different from what you think are possible. Because
yeah.
The thought has to be, first you get introduced to me, then you get to know me. But you don't know me at first. So first you have to be introduced to the thought of having a totally fulfilling, totally loving relationship. Even if we've never had one, we have to get introduced to the thought. Then we might go out on a date.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You don't know what you can do with me or not do with me when you first meet me, but to get to know that, you have to at least meet me. So I'm introducing you to thoughts of abundance. Thoughts of joy, thoughts of peace, thoughts of power. And then your ego mind going, well, wait, because all you've been looking at is into the fear direction. So how do I get past it? Well, Chuck, I need some help. Come up here just a minute. Number one, that was a perfect example of how you get to the next direction. You asked for help. Okay, all right, now, so this is the way it works. Chuck is looking in the fear direction.
Okay.
That way. Okay? He wants to go in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
There's another part. I'm Chuck too. But I'm the Chuck that's totally aware of the love direction.
Okay.
Chuck wants to get to the love direction from the fear direction. Chuck tells me what he's seeing, which is the same as us talking to God, us looking at our experience, and then telling ourselves what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one, the part of Chuck called the Holy Spirit, who sees the loving direction, and Chuck lets me instruct him about how to turn his head. Chuck don't know how. So Chuck tries to take what I tell him, and then he tries to fit it into his fear perception, and it doesn't work. Which is what we do when we read the book. We try to fit it into that. And he says, no, it doesn't work that way, Chuck. This is what I want you to do. You're saying you want to go in that direction, and I'm going to help you go in that direction. But while you're still looking in the fear direction, I'll see the things that's in the love direction, because I am you. I'll see the things that's in the love direction for you while you can't see them and while I'm teaching you. And I will bring you the things from the love direction. Come around this way. Come around here, face it. I will bring you things from the love direction while you don't even see them. Because I'm seeing it for you until you can see it for yourself. So I'm going to bring you really cool things that you deserve that you don't even know because you're looking in that way. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is how the transition is made. You start off by knowing you want to see differently from how you see now. Let your higher self see the truth for you until you can see it for yourself. But here's the challenge. When I bring the loving stuff to Chuck, he's got to learn how to recognize that she's there. So the course is teaching us how to work on our perception so that we can see the loving person when they show up, because Chuck so used to seeing insane psycho women that when the really cool woman shows up, Chuck will be thank you for helping me out with that. Okay? You see what I'm talking about? One picture is worth 1,000 words. That is how it works. Chuck didn't know how to bring her to him. Chuck only sees his past experiences of psycho women. So when I tell him about the same woman, it sounds like I'm saying something. But there's a part of Chuck that is infinitely unlimited and innocent and loving and conscious that he doesn't know about, called the Holy Spirit. And that part of him loves him. So it's going to send the cool. You all had the experience of having things better than you thought you deserved. Yeah. Or having somebody treat you nicer than you thought you deserved. That's why your higher self was seeing them for you, guided them into your life, and then you go, I don't deserve that. Or you sabotage it because you don't think you deserve somebody that nice. Now, a loving person, when you reject a loving person is going to always, if they're conscious, which is the definition of loving, is they are not going to try to force themselves on you. So the first thing they're going to do is depart gently. Love you, Chuck. Wish you well. A person who is insane, a woman who's insane, a man who's insane, they're going to go, I'm gonna make you love me. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. See, so the person that doesn't love you is going to be trying to force themselves on you. And the person that loves you is going to be welcoming you. Come on over, big boy. I'm welcoming you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't feel guilty about being with somebody that want to be with you in peace. So that's what the course teaches you. It teaches you how to recognize when you're getting ready to take yourself in the fear direction again before you do it this time. And the part of you that loves the fear direction is going to say, this is the crazy stuff that dude talking about, but what about this? And what about that? But what about that over there? And you just tell me I should make myself vulnerable? And what if that person ain't no good? And I'm trying to open myself up. Anybody recognize that, boys?
Right, right.
That's the ego. That is the ego. It's the part of you that always tries to convince you that changing your mind and being more loving is a crazy impossibility. So you'll keep going in the fear direction and never recognize your true self. Mm. Any questions?
Wow.
It's funny. You know that some people would not want to acknowledge me because they think it's building my ego? Because we don't know how to give full appreciation.
Yeah.
So we actually feel self-conscious and we appreciate somebody. It's almost like, you're making them special. No, you are going to have now. Because you're giving full appreciation. So what? And guess what happens? You start drawing people into your life that appreciate you. But it's amazing how many people want appreciation but don't feel comfortable giving any. And it's not that my ego needs you to appreciate me in that way. It's just giving you an opportunity to acknowledge another part of yourself and create more appreciation for you. Because if you were really getting what I'm talking about, that would seem like the natural thing to do.
You know, indeed.
Exactly. It would seem like, oh, that's sane. He just said to have given all the all. He just said something that was helpful to me. So I don't mind showing him some appreciation because he is me, and I do want to have appreciation myself. But if you don't know the truth, it's, even if you agree, it's the ego going, man, I don't want to build that dude's ego up. So you know that person is not getting it at all. There are no private thoughts for a person that can see. That's what this book says all the time. It says, if you can see, nobody can hide anything from you, whether they talk to you or not. You know where they're coming from. And then your challenge becomes, can I take it? 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 It's so good. Can I take it? Can I take another acknowledgement? Let me increase my capacity to receive. Let me increase my capacity to receive. That's going to be your biggest challenge when you start practicing the truth. It's going to be, all right, let me see if I can receive even more now. Woo! But the part of you that don't love you, that likes the fear part,
yeah,
is gonna like sidestep the people who appreciate you. Mm-hmm. It's gonna say, they are lying. Mm-hmm. They got a game going on.
Yeah.
What is he trying to get? Mm-hmm. What does he want? See, that's the ego is gonna say. And then it's gonna be on the lookout for the people who don't appreciate you. Because since you don't appreciate you, it seems like they are more honest.
Yeah.
Why is the church to teach people that they're sinful and guilty got 20,000 people? Because you got 20,000 people that believe they're sinful and guilty. And so it looks like the minister is telling them the truth. And they go, amen. Because you're telling me what I already believe about myself, I will tithe.
Oh my God.
Come to a class like this where I'm saying you're totally innocent while you think you're totally guilty, then I'm suspicious and I want your money.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like really weird. It's like...